due to the coronavirus and the need for social distancing, this meeting will be held remotely and open to the public, but following the instructions on your agenda. We start with our Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of
America and to your
republic, the republic which stands
one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This meeting is now called to order. In line with the Borough of Seabright's long-standing policy of open government and in compliance with the Open Public Meetings Act, I wish to advise you that adequate notice of this regularly scheduled meeting was sent to the Asbury Park Press and other local newspapers on January 4th, 2021. In each instance, the date, time, and location of this meeting were provided in the notice. This meeting is open to the public. Roll call. Councilmembers Birdsall?
Here.
Booker?
Here.
Catalano?
Here.
Taylor?
Yes, here. Present.
Lamian?
Here.
And Lexi?
I'm here.
All right, Mayor Kelly's here. First up, we'll have remarks from the audience. If there's anyone from the public on the call, just please state your name and address, and then you can address the governing body. Is there anybody on this on the call that'd like to be heard?
Yeah, Charlie Rooney, 196 Ocean Avenue, Seabright. I'd like to just speak a little bit about the agenda here. You have the Mad Hatter liquor license renewal. I'm not sure exactly why it's on tonight, but I'll just give you some thoughts that I have on it. I think it's pretty obvious that the mayor of Seabright, Brian Kelly, and the council and the residents are very supportive the Kellys and the Mad Hatter, and we definitely all want to see them succeed at some point here. I'll go back quickly to August of 2019. I remember seeing something on Facebook where it was posted that the Mad Hatter was, I think, 16 weeks away from reopening. So here we are about 18 months later. We know where we're at. Nothing has really happened. It's been a very difficult hiatus, I would say, for the Kellys, mostly the residents of Seabright, and especially the residents who live on East New Street. I'm not sure what the ultimate goal is here, but I know 3 weeks ago there was a council meeting that the mayor and council came up with a conditional approval of the liquor license, that there was going to be some proof of funding shown to our borough attorney. I know Scott and Amy were pretty excited that day. They had their closing the same day as the council meeting, and I think their attorney spoke at that meeting, Mr. Mandia, and I think he was going to contact our borough attorney, Roger McLaughlin, and give him some evidence of funding. It was going to show that they were moving forward. I don't know. Can you speak on that, Roger, how that went?
I can, Charlie. There was a conditional approval, but the funding was not received. It was did not happen the way it was supposed to happen. And at our last meeting, the council rescinded the conditional approval.
Okay, so let's just be frank. I mean, I don't see any funding coming down the road here. It seems like the debt is probably too much for an investor to handle to make it a success, and that's understandable. It's the restaurant business. So right now, we're talking about the liquor license. Now, recently, a liquor license just sold in Seabright for $400,000. So I'm guessing that would make this liquor license worth approximately that amount. Now, is this liquor license connected to the Mad Hatter, or is this a license that the Kellys hopefully could sell and keep the money themselves, or is this a license that they would sell and it would immediately go to the debt that's owed, or is this separate from the Mad Hatter debt?
Well, to answer your question, this license right now is a pocket license, which means it's not associated with a specific location. On the agenda tonight, there are really three resolutions. Two of them we have been carrying since last year and are the same ones that the council conditionally approved and then rescinded. The first is to authorize the issuance of a quote, a new end quote license, because the license technically expired due to the Kelly's failure to renew it when it was supposed to be renewed. So the second is to renew it for the current license term. And the third resolution is to place the property on the abandoned properties list. And without prejudicing the ability of the council to take any action it deems fit this evening, the intent of passing those all three resolutions would be to allow the license to continue to exist. It would not be attached to the Mad Hatter property. It would simply be a pocket license. It could therefore be sold to be used at a different location. And at the same time, the property would be placed on the abandoned properties list so that action could begin by the borough to either rehabilitate, demolish, redevelop that property under the abandoned properties law. And as you know, Charlie, there are various steps that have to be taken, the first of which is to deem it to be an abandoned property, and it certainly qualifies under the statute, under all conditions of the statute, that it is in fact an abandoned property. So if the council were to adopt all three resolutions tonight, the liquor license would be preserved, it would exist. It would not be attached to a specific location. It could be sold by the Kellys to a third party, subject to approval of the council, of course, as any transfer is. And the borough can move against the property to see that it's rehabilitated and taken care of, cleaned up.
Well, thanks for yeah, I'm not sure what the Kellys' goals are, and I'm sure that's none of my business. But I would say that without the funding coming at some point, which I do not think any of us realistically believe that there would be funding for this project, the Kellys are probably looking to move the license, and that's good for them. I wish them well if that's what they do. But I do believe that property needs some attention. Seabright's come a long way since Sandy. And I would say for the last couple of years, people have said to all of us, Seabright looks unbelievable. What's up with the Mad Hatter? And I'm sure that bothers the Kellys as much as it bothers all of us. So if the Kellys sell the license, good for them. What happens to this building? I think that the council should have the Kellys clean up that mess, board up all the openings, secure the building, paint it so that matches the wall that's on the south end of the building, make it nice, neat, clean, take down that fence so it doesn't look like a war zone on that corner, and make Seabright look respectable on that air in that area. That's just my recommendation, and I wish the Kellys well. Thank you.
And thanks, Charlie, and thanks, Roger, for giving your feedback there. Is there anybody else on a call who'd like to be heard?
Yes, Brian, it's Chris Doxey. Okay, Nine Church Street in Seabright. So we've established that the liquor license could be sold and that the property would become abandoned property. Who would then own it?
Ma'am, there's to answer that, there is a process under the abandoned property statute that has to be followed,
right?
And it could well be at the end of that process that the borough could wind up owning the property. It could well be that that someone else winds up with the property to develop it or redevelop it. There are various options under the statute. So what the council would be doing tonight by adopting that resolution is simply starting the process.
Starting the process, okay.
And Kelly's, as owners of the property, have rights to have very extensive rights under the statute and can participate in those discussions as well.
Okay, but what about the people who have liens, like the tax lien and things like that? Do they have first dibs if it goes that way?
Well, ma'am, that's a complicated question, and really I can't answer that, because besides telling you that that the borough has tax liens, I can't tell you what the financial situation is. So that's a question that gets answered as we go down the road.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Chris. Nice being around.
Good afternoon. This is Ira Schesheim. I'm a resident at 730 Ocean Avenue. Thanks for having me here. I guess I'm confused about what the end game of the council is, but the Kellys are here and they're not saying anything. I'm surprised that the council would give a traveling liquor license, and they would also give that with no benchmarks on performance. Two meetings ago, I asked, what is the plan and what is the time frame? And Mrs. Kelly gave, a vague representation of what was going to happen. But I think the council and the residents of Seabright are entitled to understand what is going to happen to that property. And for the council to provide a traveling liquor license with an open-ended, event, I don't think that's fair to the town. I don't think it's fair to its residents, and it's certainly not fair to the people who live in the center of Seabright.
Well, if I could address that, Mayor, first of all, I'm not sure what you mean by a traveling liquor license.
That it can move from location to location. You refer to it as a pocket license.
Well, it doesn't. That's not the way it happens, okay? A pocket license, by definition, is a license that is not currently being used. It has to be placed into use, and it can only be placed into use if that transfer is approved by the borough council.
But it can be moved, it can be sold.
Why don't you let me finish my explanation, because sure. I might answer your question. If you still have a question, you're free to ask it once I'm done. But you also said that there's no time limit, and that's not true either. The license would be renewed for the 2020 to 2021 license term. That means it only gets renewed until June 30th of this year. The Kellys would have to apply again to renew that license, and the council then has the opportunity to review the situation after the passage of the next 4 or 5 months to decide what it wants to do. So it's not an open-ended, and it's not a traveling one.
And thanks again, Roger. Ira, anything else?
No, unless the Kellys would like to give us some insight into what they plan on doing.
Yeah, hi, Amy Kelly. I reside at 588 Ocean Avenue. I'm here with my husband, Scott. And a few comments. First, Ira, we were just waiting to hear everyone's comments. We weren't not going to speak. And we just want to address a couple things, certainly, as to what is going on here, and start with, some of Charlie's comments, just to correct some of the things he said. He does not speak for us. He said, since August of 19, nothing has happened. Plenty has happened. There's a pandemic that happened. Everyone's clearly aware of that. We are working very diligently to close out this loan. And it should happen literally any day now. We do have official closing documents. But even to give a little bit more information than probably is even necessary, but it just might make our community feel a little bit better.
If I could interrupt you, and I'm doing so only because you're here and you're unrepresented. I just want you to be aware of the fact that it is not necessary for you to address those issues in a public forum. And I also want to let you know that if you do that, if there's anything that I feel that needs to be corrected, I'm going to be compelled to do it.
Thank you, Roger. I appreciate it. So then I'll just move right on to just one other item we read in the resolution for tonight, that it did say regarding the abandoned property list that the property owner has failed and refused to correct imminent hazards. And that's just factually incorrect. Scott did go over and secure the fencing and the location. He has not been able to do, obviously, the tieback portion because, as we mentioned on a prior meeting or two meetings, and maybe even three meetings, that requires that additional equipment. So it's not that we've, you know, refused to do it. It's we've done what we can with the means right now. And our goal, once we have the funding, is the very first item on the list is certainly to make sure that we take care of the lanes and the taxes being one of those, and get the property in a condition that we'd all be proud to be next to. But our end goal is to get the Mad Hatter back open and be a part of our community again and serve it again. So thank you.
All right, and Ms. Kelly, I'd just like to note that as far as I'm concerned, the representation of the resolution is true. There's a notice of imminent hazard which you have not complied with. Partial compliance is not compliance.
Okay.
All right, thanks everybody. Is there anybody else on this call who would like to be heard tonight?
Yeah, this is Jim Schofield, 14 in East Surf, and across the street from the Mad Hatter. And just wanted to echo Ms. Rooney's comments around the need. And I know, don't mean to belabor the point here, but yeah, I mentioned that there's concrete board that's falling off the building during storms. And it is actually hazardous right now for people that live in this neighborhood.
All right, thanks, Jim.
Yep.
Anyone else on the call? Anybody want to be heard?
Yes, it's Heather Borman, 13 New Street.
Hey, Heather.
Hey. So I just wanted to just call out what I'm hearing, and then hopefully while you guys are talking through these ordinances, you could help, or Roger, you're doing an amazing job, I think. It was so appreciative hearing how you approached the three ordinances, because I'm not sure if everyone on this call would have gotten that sort of background. So one, that was like unbelievably helpful. So first, based on McKelly's comments right now, it still sounds like they're in the process of securing funding. So hopefully there can just be some clarification there. If the current funding didn't come through, are they still actively looking for funding? The second piece, based on what Roger was talking about, is that the property, you know, the third ordinance would be that this property would be on the abandoned property list with the desire to be rehabilitated. Now, we know there's a timeline there. I don't think anyone can guarantee that timeline. And so just as the last person who was on the call said, like, it's in hazardous conditions. So what is the town going to do? And this is going to probably cost taxpayers money. So if we can just talk through that situation as you're walking through that ordinance, that would be helpful. And then the last piece is if you guys were to approve the liquor license, the fact that it would be a pocket license, is there some sort of stipulation within that approval that then there is an immediate cleanup of the hazardous conditions? So hopefully as you guys are going through the rest of the meeting, we can kind of clear up maybe those questions. Thank you.
Mayor, you want me to address that?
Yeah, Roger, go ahead. Thanks.
So a couple questions. First, are the Kellys looking for financing? I think they've said that they are, and that's between them and their potential lender. In terms of the abandoned property list, I can't really give you a timeline. There are various things that have to be done, and how that moves along depends in part in terms of how and if the Kellys respond. And I don't know what's going to happen there. And in terms of the liquor license is separate and distinct from the condition of the property. So again, if it happens as stands on the agenda, it'll be renewed and simply a pocket license, and the condition of the property will be addressed through the abandoned properties statute. Hopefully that answers your question.
Yeah, I pretty much Got it. Thank you so much, Roger. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Of course.
Hey, Roger, thanks again. You're busy tonight, buddy. Thanks.
Of course. Thank you, man.
Anyone else on the call like to be heard? All right, we'll move on to our consent agenda. Is there anybody who'd like to make a motion to approve the items that are on this consent agenda?
Hey, Mayor, it's Mark. Can we please separate 53-2021, 54-2021, and 55-2021 from the consent agenda? And I have a question regarding 48-2021. Roger, have you reviewed those minutes, which is the release of the closed session minutes? I just want to make sure that you've reviewed those to make sure there's nothing in those minutes for anything that's currently operational.
Yes, Mark, I have reviewed them. The borough clerk sent them over for my review, so I've been through each and every one of them. They're extremely well crafted, and I think I made one redaction in each year's minutes. So kudos to the borough clerk for doing a great job on those minutes. But there's nothing there that can't be released now.
Okay, so with that clarification, then I would make the motion to approve the consent agenda minus the 53, 54, and 55.
All right, thanks, Mark. Anyone second that?
I'll second it, Kevin.
All right, thanks, Kevin. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Gilman?
Yes.
Lomnia?
Yes.
Lexstein?
Yes.
All right, so that portion of the consent agenda is approved, and I think Mark, you have to abstain from the rest or recuse yourself. So would anyone like to make a motion on number 53 through 55?
So moved.
I'll second that, Kevin.
Thanks, Jeff. Thanks, Kevin. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Gilman?
Just one question, Mayor. Are we going to talk about these three?
Not to my knowledge, unless...
Then why did we pull them from the...
No, Mark did it because he has to recuse himself.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed that. I'm sorry. Yes, my answer is yes.
Okay, Lomnia.
Yes.
And Lexine.
I am recused.
There you go. All right, it's approved. On to individual action resolutions. Resolution 33-2021, the issuance of a new liquor license for 2019-2020. Would anyone like to make a motion on that?
So, Roger, a question on this. I just want clarification for the public, because I know they're obviously from the first half of the meeting that there's a lot of interest in this. If the council was to deny this liquor license, the license itself, forgetting the fact that that Mad Hatter's involved in it, that liquor license would go away forever, and we would no longer have that additional liquor license in town. Am I accurate on that?
Yes, you're entirely accurate. The borough... has a number of licenses in excess of what it would be entitled to based on population under current statutes. So we have a number of them that are grandfathered. This is a grandfathered license. So if you deny the issuance of the new license, it goes away and it's gone forever. It can't be revoked.
Right. So my personal feeling on this, if anybody cares, is that I think the license itself is valuable to the town for it to be out there, and I would hate for it to see it go away. On a directly related to the Mad Hatter, if the Kellys are going to be able to proceed with financing to repair this building, I've said this a couple times during these public hearings, if we don't approve the liquor license, they're never going to fix the building because the building's not worth anything to them if they don't have a liquor license. So I personally am in favor of renewing the license for the purpose of keeping it alive for Seabright and in the hope that the Kellys will be able to proceed with the Mad Hatter. I am also in favor, when we get down to it, to adding them to the borough's abandoned property list, which we would have to do regardless of the fact of whether we renew the liquor license or not, because it's the only way the building's ever going to get done. because we can't wait a year or for the pandemic to be over or whatever to begin trying to pursue them on the fixing up of the building. And the abandoned properties search, to Heather's point that she had raised earlier, just so everyone understands, the abandoned properties list is a complex process. It doesn't happen overnight. And Roger, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but my understanding is all we're doing tonight is having Tom Heggie, who is our public officer, added to the abandoned properties list. He's going to have to then hold a public hearing to determine whether it actually is an abandoned property. And there's an entire legal structure that happens. So we're talking months down the road before we even get to that point. So regardless of the liquor license being renewed or not, it's something that we need to start engaging in. Otherwise, we're going to have problems. It's the only avenue we have to take control of that property and fix it up and hope in the interim that the Kellys are able to get their financing and move forward. So it's sort of a two-tiered thing that we're trying to balance here. So we want to do the right thing for the town, because I can tell you there's not a day that goes by that I do not hear someone complain to me about the condition of the Mad Hatter building. I want to see that building taken care of, and I think renewing the license and putting them on the abandoned properties list consecutively is the proper way to go. And to Scott and Amy, if you guys get your financing, we can take you off the abandoned properties list, very simply. It's an easy thing to do. It should not keep you from getting financing. But in the interim, I don't think it's right for the citizens of Seabright for us to wait any longer for you to do something, because it's been so long since we originally had these conversations about you getting the funding. I mean, we can't wait any longer. So we have to begin our process to try to get that building under control. So my vote, and if anyone else wants to talk, that's fine, but I'm going to make the motion after other people have point to speak here. I would happily make the motion to renew the liquor license based upon what I just said that I intend to do with the abandoned properties list.
All right, we're still number 33. So Mark made the motion. Would anybody like to second that motion?
I will second that motion on 33.
All right, Kevin, roll call. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
No.
Keeler?
Yes.
Omnia?
Yes.
Alexine?
Yes.
All right, so that's approved. On to number resolution 34, 2021, which is the 2020-2021 annual renewal liquor license. Would anyone like to make a motion on that one?
Mayor, I'll make that motion.
Project
that I just indicated previously.
Right, that was Mark and Kevin, I believe. Okay. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
No.
Miller?
Yes.
Omnia?
Yes.
Alexine?
Yes.
All right, and then on to the next resolution, one that Mark was just discussing, the abandoned properties list. It's a number 56-2021, authorizing the property known as 10 East Church Street to be added to the borough's abandoned property list. Would anyone like to make a motion on that?
I'll make that motion.
It's not 10 East Church Street, guys.
Yeah, it's the wrong address.
What was that?
It's the wrong address, Mayor. It was correct. It was corrected. It's 10 East Ocean Avenue.
Okay, yeah, 10 East Ocean Avenue. All right, so anyone like to second that?
I will second that, Kevin.
All right, council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Miller?
Yes.
Omnia?
Yes.
Alexine?
Yes.
Right,
Mayor, can I just say one thing? This is Kevin. My feelings mirror exactly what Mark said there. I have no ill will against the Kellys whatsoever. I want to see the Mad Hatter back just as much as everyone else. But this is not an overnight process. It's not something that's going to happen. We're not going to, you know, take the property from them tomorrow or anything like that. And we are hoping upon hope that before we even start the process of this whole thing, that the Kellys get their funding, and if they start working on the building, we just remove them off the abandoned property list. So that's where I stand for that. I just want to let that be known.
All right, Kevin, noted. Thanks.
Hey, Mayor, can I just make a note, too?
Yeah, Sam, go ahead.
I want the Kellys to secede. I think everyone in Seabright clearly wants them to secede, but the building needs to be fixed. It needs attention. It needs to be neat and clean. It can't be a hazard. It needs to be to the regulations of what Tom Hagee, you know, in the building department approves. It can't be a hazard to the town anymore. We've gone long enough, and we can't take it. And I don't know what the cost is to make it, but the Kellys need to figure it out and clean it up, and we need to get the trash stopped blowing around, and I'd just like to see the building cleaned up, especially before summer opens up.
All right, Sam, thanks. All right, we are on to our sole ordinance number 2-2021, an ordinance of the Borough of Seabright amending and supplementing Chapter 130 land use of the Code of the Borough of Seabright to delete there from surface water runoff and to add there to a new Article 16 stormwater control regulations. Would anybody like to make the motion to introduce Ordinance 2-2021?
I'll make that motion, but Roger, you just basically, just for the public's edification, just advise that this is something we are required to do pursuant to the Department of Environmental Protection, is my understanding?
That's correct. The New Jersey Department of Environmental Protection has adopted new stormwater control regulations, and every municipality in the state is required to adopt these regulations no later than March 2nd of this year. So every town around is doing the same thing and adopting a very similar ordinance. It's a model ordinance that we're required to enact. And essentially, it modifies the existing stormwater control to try to make stormwater control devices more environmentally friendly and more green than not. So we are required to do this. This is part of our obligation under the regulator.
Thank you, Roger. I'll make that motion, Mayor, to introduce the ordinance.
All right, Mark, and I think, Jack, did you second that?
Yes.
All right, yes. Council members, thanks, Jack. Burns all.
Yeah.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Bueller?
Yes.
Amia?
Yes.
Alexi?
Yes. Yeah.
All right, that ordinance is introduced. On to new business and vouchers in the amount of $193,832.74. Would anyone like to make a motion to approve this voucher?
So move.
Thanks, Jack.
Second, Kevin. I'll second it.
Kevin seconded it. Council members Birdsall?
Yes.
Booker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Bill?
Yes.
Amia?
Yes.
Lexi?
Yes.
That is approved. All right, we're on to the mayor and council committee comments. Anyone on the council want to speak, update us and the public regarding your respective committees? Or yours? I would just say who you are, if you don't mind.
This is Councilman Birdsall. I just want to give a big big congratulations and thank you to not only to our public safety crew, firemen, police, but also our DPW for all the great work they've been doing this winter during the storms, the snows, the flooding events that we've been having. Everybody's been doing an amazing job. Our DPW is down to almost like. It's down to only two or three people right now, and they're still able to keep everything clear and keep the sidewalks and streets safe for everybody. And I just want to give them a big congratulations and thank you from us.
Thanks, Kevin. Yeah, we all echo that. Right.
Yes, I'd just like to add to Kevin's remark. The fire guys on a number of nights actually had a crew stay over at the firehouse just in case a call came in, they could get out the door within a few minutes. So they were ready. I mean, I went down there, the doors, they went, the truck they were planning on using as the primary vehicle, they had the doors open, They had their equipment right by the doors of the truck, so they could literally jump in it and be out the door in 2 minutes. So, very impressive.
It is, Jack. Thanks. Yeah, we're all very lucky to have them. They're outstanding. Yes. Anyone else?
Yeah, Mayor, I'm just going to, for the sake of the record, I'm going to agree with everything that Jack and Kevin just said. These guys were tremendous, and everyone at Seabright really owes them a debt of gratitude.
All right, thanks, Mark. Anyone else want to speak?
Mayor, it might make some sense to have some commentary or an update, maybe from Joe or others with respect to the school issue, with respect to legislation, and that's been a hot topic. And last we heard, there was some imminent movement on that. Joe, I don't know if you want to maybe give us an update from an education committee perspective as far as what the latest and greatest is with respect to legislation enabling the consolidation or the creation of a new regional district.
Yeah, I mean, Joe, do you want to speak to that? I mean, we've been speaking about it for the last week or so, but Joe, you can briefly comment.
Well, I can talk to it, but perhaps Councilman Lexine, as chair of that committee, wants to say a few words on it. I mean, it should probably come from Mark, but I'd be happy to update you.
That's why Mark would take it.
Yeah, I mean, my understanding is that they wanted to wait until. Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't want to say anything until we actually.
And yeah, nor did I. That's why. But
they're very, very close to the introduction of the legislation. So I just don't like speaking ahead of time. Yeah. So yeah, so Mayor, that was my feeling. Until I know what the legislation is actually going to look like, I don't want to like get anyone excited. So, but it's my understanding that legislation hopefully is forthcoming, and hopefully by the next council meeting we can have a better answer.
Yeah, exactly. Sorry for the muted answer there, but I feel the same way too. So yeah, I think over the next month we'll have more information to share. We'll all hope for the best there. Anyone else on the council want to speak? All right, well, just a brief update. Tomorrow we're having our annual budget hearings. That's when our CFO is on the call right now. Mike Bastin will be at the Borough Hall all day, or meeting with everybody, different departments to go over the budget. And then once we have information, we're in pretty good, looks like we're pretty healthy fiscally. So we'll be sending out a mailer and updating everybody on the website at the future meetings about that. But just to make everyone aware of that, we have our annual budget. Aside from that, you know, COVID, once again, it's, you know, case evidence spiking up, but also the vaccine's available. I'll be going for mine soon. But there's some information on the website about vaccines, if you're interested. Of course, it's on the internet also. But also continue to be safe. We have, as I mentioned, even though the vaccine's out there, we're still spiking in cases locally. So just be careful. Take all the usual precautions. And aside from that, we do have one executive. So we have one item for executive session tonight. So we're going to go into that next. And then, but the public portion of the meeting is over. So if there's anybody left in the public, this is essentially the end of the meeting, aside from our executive session. So thanks for attending tonight. And with that said, would anyone like to make a motion to enter into closed session?
I'll make that motion, Mayor.
Second. All right, Mark.
I'll second. Thank you, everybody, for coming out.
Yeah, thanks for the comments tonight again, guys. Thank you very much. Councilmember Birdsall?
Yes.
Hooker?
Yes.
Catalano?
Yes.
Dewar?
Yes.
Omnia?
Yes.
And Lexi?
Yes.